Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're trying to reach our guest today. So we were going to be talking with Stephanie Cicerelli, and we will bring her on as soon as she calls into studio. What I wanted to do is to chat with you a little bit about, about you. That's right. I want to chat with you about you for just a moment. One of the things that so often happens in life is we go through various experiences. Those experiences, how we absorb them, can make a difference in how we think. There's a man by the name of Thomas Starr King who made this statement. He said, Be sure of the foundation of your life. Know why you live as you do. Be ready to give a reason for it. Do not, in such a matter as life, build an opinion or custom on what you guess is true. Make it a matter of certainty and science. When I read this quote, it reminded me of some material that I was reviewing for the radio show just this morning. And the power of the mind. How many times do we become entrapped? How many times do we become prisoners of our own thinking? It's very easy to do. It is very easy to do. And one of the biggest challenges I think anyone faces, myself included, is that what appears to be what we would describe as a reality is not necessarily that reality. And let me give you an example. Dr. Ben Carson is one of the finest neurosurgeons in the world. And some years ago, a couple went to him wanting to see, because he was considered one of the best in the world, if there was a possibility that a surgery could be performed on two very, very small children who, at the time of their birth, had stayed connected at their heads. Now, there's no way that these children would have been able to have any kind of a life being connected at the top of their heads. When this challenge was presented to him, the first response on the part of just about every doctor that this was shown to, it's not a possibility. He even felt that way. However, what happened with Dr. Carson is that there was a side of him that, because he had done so much work on the human body, because he knew there were so many variables that could be worked with, he decided to do some research. Now, the parents, of course, were frantic. But the children were brought to the United States, and he assembled a team of people. And to me, this is what is so profound. He did not try to do it all by himself. He did the research, and he went back after being given the challenge, and this took some time. This decision was not reached in 30 seconds. It took some time. And he then went back to the person that had contacted him, it was outside of the United States, and said, I can do this. Now, I don't recall how many specialists were in the room. His expertise was dealing with the neurosurgery aspect of it. Very complicated. Anesthesiologists, nurses, doctors, each of them who were extremely skilled at what they did, were embarking on an adventure really of a lifetime. They were going to make medical history, and they did make medical history. But again, he didn't do it on his own. I think one of the hardest lessons for me to learn was that you don't do it all by yourself. I was raised with an attitude that if you can't do it, just suck it up and endure and move on. And the reality is we're very interdependent upon each other. Very interdependent upon each other. We can be independent as individuals. There's nothing wrong with that. Being resilient, being able to take care of what we need to take care of, all of that is wonderful, but it takes teamwork. Just think of everyday life. There's a lot of things that you have to do that's dependent upon other people. Aren't you dependent on those invisible butchers to prepare your meat that you buy in the store? The farmers, the ranchers that provide you with food, truckers that drive it, ships that ship it, electricity that's provided is provided by a utility company, people that work and take care of things that maybe you wouldn't even be capable of doing. We're all very interdependent. So it's so important for us to really look at our foundation. And the reason we have to look at the foundations of belief that we have is that sometimes they're on a subconscious level, and they can sabotage you. They can sabotage you big time. And this is so significant. This is so very, very significant, because it takes effort to figure out why you might be self-sabotaging. It could be anything from apathy to fear and everything in between. So I really think Thomas Starr King nailed something, and that is, don't build an opinion or a custom on what you guess is true. And as individuals, we need to really have an integrity with ourselves, and I think that that is something that, well, it takes effort to find out about. Absolute effort. I was watching a program last night on Ray Bradbury, and I had to smile because this was a documentary that was done on him in 2007, at which time he was 75 years old, and how he got into writing and doing what he does so well, and the recognition that he has achieved. And, of course, people in the sci-fi world love his material. A lot of his thoughts were way, way ahead of his time when he first started writing. But this was a man that found he had a passion for something. And to give voice to that passion, he had to learn to write. And even until the day he dies, he will be writing something every single day. And one of the comments that he made that I thought was so fascinating is that he had become acquainted with his muse. Yes. This part of himself that was so creative, it had a voice all of its own. And that voice would speak to him. He said when he was younger, it didn't work that way. He was using his intellect. And he was quite bright, obviously. But he became, as he got older, he said, I got to know this muse inside of me. And that became a significant part of his foundation, because it was this muse, this wiser part of himself, that enabled him to give voice to a creativity within that he had to go through some years of living to be able to experience. So I'll make a full circle. Let's remember, you want to have a foundation in your life, an emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual foundation in your life that is yours, that belongs to you, that you can enjoy and be so delighted with, because it is who you are. It is your strength, your foundation, the realness of you. This is Donna Sebo. We're still trying to reach my guest, Stephanie C. Cicerelli. We were going to be talking about voice acting. In fact, the book is titled Voice Acting for Dummies. And this is voiceovers when you think of commercials and other things that people do. So as soon as we are able to reach her, we will be doing that and bringing her to the airwaves for you to learn perhaps about a vocational area that maybe you have thought about. Well, there's all kinds of information. So in the interim, I'm going to be opening up the mic. If you want to give me a call, call me at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I wanted to talk about the environment a little bit. There's a man by the name of Aaron Wolf. He works as a professor at the Oregon State University, and he works as a mediator. And he said this is very, very important because he finds that he's often involved as a mediator, believe it or not, in conflicts about water. Have you heard the comment that water is going to be, and actually is, the gold of the future? We all know about pollution problems. Here in the Pacific Northwest, there are now ads that are being run on the radio, and they're about pollution here in the Puget Sound area. Now, interestingly enough, the pollution is coming from runoff in the streets. And they give a very, very vivid description of how this pollution is occurring. They're starting to run ads even on television, little short video ads saying, be aware what you put out on your lawn, what you do with your automobile. If you have leaks with your automobile, it's all going into the water table. There was a woman that brought this to the forefront because she was scuba diving. The Puget Sound water system is loaded with life. We're known for the octopus that lives in the waters and all kinds of sea life that, believe it or not, are really quite colorful. I was surprised because the waters here are so, so cold. Well, when they run these ads, one of the things that is a visual that's quite impactful is her filming this black column. It looks like black smoke coming out of an industrial smokestack, but it's underwater. And you see this, and you can't even see where it's coming from. Well, she took a camera, and she went down, because when she saw it, she said, oh my goodness, what is all of this? Well, she looked down at the floor of the area that she was diving in, and of course she saw pieces of plastic, she saw squashed cans, she saw all kinds of stuff. And she said, what in the world is this? Where's this black stuff coming from? Well, she found it was a huge pipe. Huge, huge, huge pipe. And it is the runoff of the water from so many different places. You see the big drains in the street? Well, this is the drain runoff. She said, here is this toxicity that is coming out in this black column. And she said, oh boy, I got to check on this. Well, the University of Washington has a group of people that have been doing some studies. And they were doing studies on the fact that we have this polluted water. It's not just from the chemicals that are coming off of people's lawns, the fertilizers and the various insecticides that are used. And there was a question. First of all, how does Mother Nature handle? What is her filtering system like? And number two, what could we do that would enable us to create a filtering system? Because obviously we're not going to have enough money or going to be able to build processing plants that are going to be at these drainage runoff sites. It's just prohibitive. You're not going to be able to do that. So what else could we do? Well, again, this is human thinking. This is resourceful thinking. How are we going to take what we've got that is becoming toxic and improve it? And they did an experiment, and they used some fish, and they took the straight drainage water that this photographer had discovered. And they had, oh, gee whiz, you know, those big, big containers of this polluted water. And then they had made a garden type of environment that was going to work like a filtration system. And when they took this, some of this toxic water, and they put it into the garden filtration system that they had designed, which had various components in its soil structure, they then took and batched that water that had gone through the filtration system. Well, they put the fish in this big tank, divided the tank in half. On one side, they put in the toxic stuff that was coming out in the Puget Sound, and the other side, they put through the water that had been filtered through this garden system. And they found the fish died almost immediately, very quickly. They didn't live very long in the polluted water that is going out every single day into the Puget Sound. The other side, where the water had been filtered partially, the fish survived. So they said, all right, what can we do? Because every day, and here in the Pacific Northwest, of course, we've got rain frequently, so you get the runoff from the materials of the road systems. You have all of this that goes on. And as I was watching this, I thought, this is very interesting. How do you reprocess that waste material? Because that waste material, though that it's going through the earth, whatever plants are going to bring it up, those plants are going to absorb those toxins. So how is it going to affect them over long term? Well, they haven't worked with that long enough to figure that part out. But it brings a point home, and that is we have to think of how we can take care of the resources that we've got. And one of the things that this gentleman, Mr. Wolf, said that has been evolving for over 25 years, that it'd be very easy for people to go to war over water. Now, I'll state an interesting fact to you. We have just as much water on this planet as there has ever been. Many times there are shifts in the Earth's axis, weather conditions that alter, so what once may have been a very lush tropical area could be due to the abuse of the environment, cutting away all the trees, all of the green, that causes it to become eventually a desert. Or it can just be, again, a shift in the Earth's axis, where you are going to find that the weather is going to change because of the shift of the Earth itself. There's all kinds of things that can occur. Water wars. That's what Mr. Wolf is concerned about. And he said the day may come that many people will have to battle over water, or they will want to take over spaces belonging to other people who have water. Is that new? No. In the early days of the West, when people were migrating out, water rights were very, very important. Why? Because without water, you die. You have to understand that this is something that's vital to all of us. Now, here in the United States, in most areas, we have quite a bit of water. However, we are becoming aware that we've got to take care of the water. Irrigation uses a lot of water. Without the irrigation, you don't have food. Without food, people starve. So much is used, and we just forget that it's important to take care of what we've got. Industry uses water. Aquaculture uses water. Animals, people use water. And one of the biggest things that Mr. Wolf found in his research is that the population growth, the various things that we do, and of course, climate change is creating a bigger need for water. So this is something that we are going to be hearing more and more about. Can water become more valuable than gold? Of course. Of course. You can't eat gold, for heaven's sake. And who wants to lug a bunch of bricks around? They weigh a lot. Water is very, very important. So one of the things we may need to be mindful of is every time we use a product, how can this affect the environment that we live in? And I know I've become more conscious about this. There's a lot of things I really don't have too much of a concern about. We have water filtration plants, and they take care of doing the cleaning up of a lot of things. But one of the biggest components of water contamination today, believe it or not, is pharmaceutical products. That's right. And it's having a major effect. So if you are taking pharmaceutical products of any kind, understand that that is going out through your system, through the waste of your own body, into the water table. If you have excess pharmaceutical products, do yourself a favor. Go into your local pharmacist. Find out where you can take this so that this is something that can be disposed of properly. You know, even hospitals haven't figured out a way to take care of this. That's true. The pharmaceutical industry has not come up with a way of taking care of this. So this is something that we really need to look at, and we just need to be aware. We need to take care of the environment we live in, and every little step we take, it does make a difference. So be aware. Oh, I'll give you another piece of trivia that I didn't even know about. The amount of caffeine going into the water in the United States is astronomical. Why? Because we love our coffee. Yes, we love our coffee in this country. And Seattle, when they did testing on waters in Seattle, they found a huge level of caffeine in the water table. Why? Because when you drink coffee, some of it, the caffeine is absorbed, but the rest of it goes out through the urinary tract. Amazing stuff. See, we're connected. Everything is connected. Fascinating things to be alert to and aware of. Now, are you going to give up coffee? I don't think so. But we are going to have to design something that is actually going to enable us to clean up the water, take the toxicity out of the water that we human beings are creating, so that whatever goes out into nature, into the environment, is going to benefit our planet. It is going to make this world a better place. Donna Sebo here. I have not been able to reach our guest, so give me a call. It's now open mic, 888-627-6008. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Of course, after that, I'll give you my mental impressions. I always like to know where you're calling in from. And then, of course, when I'm finished, you are welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about a Neolithic shaman. When I first became aware of this material by Raven Caldera, I thought, this is really reaching. However, this is something that I think we need to be aware of. The aspects of shamanism go back hundreds of thousands of years. Yes, yes, yes. I believe that the human being has been on this planet for a lot longer than what often is credited. But regardless, these understandings, these levels of awareness, they're really nothing new. But Neolithic shaman, how do you get there? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. We're going to have a surprise guest, a media ranking, social media. Well, we're going to be rescheduling that, but I wanted to let you know that we're going to be having a surprise guest on Thursday, and then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the old art of tracking. In fact, The book is titled Entering the Mind of the Tracker. Tamarack Song is going to be my guest. Now, you may never decide to go out in the woods and track bear. Okay, that's fine. But I think what you will discover is that this man has learned a lot of wisdom from doing something that among the Native Americans was quite special. And people today still have an interest in becoming trained in this old art because it enables survival in a wonderful way. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment, and then when we come back, I'm going to have more good things to share and even a recipe for you. So we will take a break here for just a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. And quick like a bunny, I want to let those of you up in Alaska know I'm going to be up in Alaska on the 29th of April. I'll be in Fairbanks. I'll be there through May 2nd. And also from the 3rd of May to the 6th of May, I will be in Anchorage, Alaska. And if you want to reach me for a private appointment, you can call me at 253-582-5604. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be right back.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedros accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone number to call into if you'd like to be on the air with me is 888-627-6008. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, I'd like to know where you're calling in from. We've got a caller waiting on the line, so we'll show you how it's done. Again, 888-627-6008. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, dear. One of the things I need to say is we have a little bit of a time delay, so just think of the number one when I finish speaking, and then you can come right in, okay? That way we won't overlap each other. All right?
All right.
Wonderful. Okay, give me your first name or initial, please.
Daphne.
And where are you calling in from, Daphne?
Oh, I'm calling from Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And, Daphne, the first thing that I'm looking at is you're trying to hold back some very unpleasant situations. And what I'm looking at is an image of you sitting in a chair, and your arms are extended, your hands are palm out, and there are like two walls that you've got your hands up against. And you're trying to keep those walls from crushing you as you perceive it. And these are outside circumstances. These are conditions that you have been working with for a long, long time. And I want you to know, number one, they're not going to crush you. Number two, you can stop the battle, and you need to take some time to ask for some help, and you need to be able to ask the questions, giving the information about what your concerns are, and then asking people that have experience and knowledge what they would recommend. You don't ask them to do it for you. What you do is you ask them, what would you recommend? And then listen carefully. And in your mind, don't immediately say, no, 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 that won't work. As soon as you do that, you're locking yourself out of opportunity. This is a very significant period in your life. The year 2013 for you is a breakthrough year. It's going to happen more towards the third quarter of the year than it will right now. But what I'm observing is that you are going to find yourself in a very interesting patterning. When you stop saying no, 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 because of what you have been taught and what you fear, when you say, I'm open to suggestion, you need to, again, write it down and then say, may I come back to you after I think about your suggestion? Now, the reason I'm offering this as an option for you to consider is that in the last 4 years, a lot of the things that you thought you could depend upon, the belief systems you thought you could depend upon, have just gone into dust. They have just evaporated away. You're feeling very lonely. You're feeling very alone and very isolated. Well, there's a lot of good people that are around you. You have to ask the question. You have to be open. Thank you. You have to be open to asking questions. Also, you must be open to giving consideration to the answers. Now, you may not be able to use their answers, but don't go back to this person and say, well, I'm sorry, it just won't work. You're going to say, I don't understand how I can apply this. So you're learning, Daphne, a different way of thinking. And this takes time, dear, because you are adapting yourself. You'll be out of your financial discomfort within, I give you three. I want to say 3 months. And the emotional level of confusion that you have, you're going to start seeing the fog going away. So I want you to know that you have people around you, not necessarily the people you've depended upon in the past, but there are people around you that will be happy to support you in a new direction. But there is a necessity for you to be open to asking for their help. Do you have a question for me?
I'm looking at my love life. It's kind of shitty right now.
Well, I'll tell you. There are other things in your life that you need to clean up and straighten out, because the people you are attracting into your life are really not the quality of character that you want. So you're going about things backwards. There isn't a person on this planet, a male person on this planet, that is going to be a good partner for you until you become aware of what you need to change within yourself so you get more of what you do want instead of what you don't want. And that's the reason the relationships that you have had no substance to them to speak of. The romance novels are fine, but that's not real life. The quality of character that you would like to have in a companion, develop the quality of character within yourself, and you're going to find that you will be attracting the type of person you want. This is the time for you to work on you. Don't expect someone to rescue you, because it's not going to happen. And if someone professes they will rescue you, you've got to be aware that they have got an agenda, and it may not be for your best interest. So this is a very important breakthrough year for you.
Okay.
All right, dear. I'm going to have to go. I've got another call waiting on the line.
Okay.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much
so
for
much.
Calling in today.
Thank you.
This is Donna Siebel. You're welcome, dear. This is Donna Siebel, 888-627-6008. Donna Siebel here. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you, caller, for waiting so patiently. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Carolyn, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness. Where in New Jersey?
Red Bank, which is like one of the towns in the shoreline.
Wow. How is everybody faring after the tremendous stuff you guys went through?
Donna, this is like a pretty, well, it's two ways. When it comes to people, it's, you know, like very robotic, as if everybody's walking like a zombie. When it comes to the fixing up of the state, especially down here, I live in the area that was hit the hardest. Actually, some towns have filed for bankruptcy. When it comes to fixing up, nothing was done. So I pray, I send out my light, and I'm trying to help as much as I can.
Wow.
But nothing has changed. As if 24 hours after the storm, as if we had gone back prior to the storm mentally and energetically, as if nothing happened. And nobody, it's like nobody's helping nobody anymore. It's like you don't even hear anything anymore. And I'm calling up trying to get help from the money that comes from the government to distribute it to fix it. And it's
wow.
The governor is holding on to the funds. Yeah.
Amazing. So. Well, just know that our thoughts and our prayers are with you. Let me give you some information, Carolyn.
Thanks.
First of all, what you have just shared with us triggered an image in my mind of your stepping into a positioning of working with some people on a local level. Now, let me tell you what I'm getting in my head, which is very interesting because I think you have thought of this, but you haven't done it. And that is going directly to the governor. You had already thought of this, and I want to say go for it. And what I would do before you do this, I want you to sit down, and I want you to think about what it is that you have observed. You did such a marvelous job of describing what is being experienced. And many times when a catastrophe hits, there's a deep grieving process that goes on. And I think so many times it's so numbing, especially this kind of a catastrophe, that it takes someone that has the heart and actually the skill, like you do, of touching people and saying, I need you. Now, you may get anger. You may get people saying, oh, this is disgusting. The government should have taken care of it. Well, for heaven's sakes, government's broke. They're not going to be able to take care of any more than necessary. But what's lacking is leadership. What's lacking is coordinated effort where individuals, and there needs to be a grouping of you, and I'm looking up to 50, and FEMA is not going to be able to do this. They're spread too thinly. And what you've got is something where you could be like a mediator. I was talking earlier about Mr. Wolf being a mediator with countries and different environments regarding water. Well, people like you are mediators, and the objective is to clean up the mess. What you're looking at is if you can go to some of the top business people that are in your community, and I'd say go to the biggest kahunas in the area, and say, I'd like to have a meeting with you. I would like to have maybe a half hour of your time, but go in prepared. Go in prepared and say, this is what I would like to do. I'm very concerned because people are going through a deep grieving process, and I would like to make some suggestions, and would you give me some feedback? And if I could use your help, do you think you could give me a little bit of your time? Don't worry about the money aspect because there's actually money available. So what you need to do is say, I need some help here. Could I take maybe an hour of your time a week? Would that work for you? In other words, do this type of thing. Caroline, I think you are going to find yourself being able to make connections with some people. And there are a few women also of very strong positioning that are in the business arena that would love to be able to sit down and talk with you. But you need to enlist a type of commitment and say, can I call you in a week about this? Can I call you in a month about this? And use your organizational skills. And I think you're going to find yourself in a career direction that is going to surprise you. You're going to say, I never dreamed I'd be doing this. But what you're doing already is having an effect, even though you may not be able to see it. But it's going to take stepping up to a different level, and you're quite capable of doing it. But don't think you've got to do it by yourself. You don't. Am I making sense?
Oh, my gosh. Donna, you have answered since even prior to that. Yes, I a lot of things to help people while it was happening. Very, very grateful for what happened. I'm blessed. And, yes, everything you're saying, it's my mind. I already called. I was asking for help. They told me, Red Cross told me, when I was looking for food for two people that didn't have food for themselves nor the children, I had gone food shopping already, so I had did my deed. But I said, no, she needs help. They need help for the future, in the very near future. So I called Red Cross, and they told me to go up and down, drive up and down Route 36, which is the highway to the shore, because there's a Red Cross mobile going around. I said, are you nuts? I actually told the guy, are you nuts? So I said, forget about the big places. I'm going to do it. So you know what I did? I called churches, community centers, and I got all the help in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I love organizing and for a great
cause. That's your skill, hon. That's your skill set. And you're needed, and interestingly enough, you are in an area that needs what you have to offer. Now, I know I've got another caller on the line waiting. Do you have a quick question for me?
Well, it was kind of regarding the same thing. I have a friend of mine who wants me to set up the same thing, organizing an event, spiritual events, through live stream and get paid for it. And she said, I could collect whatever I want. And she has the people. I know them. There are public speakers and spiritual speakers. Also have, you know, radio stations, you know, they have radio shows. And I'd like to know how I'm developing the foundation. And this is all kind of in the same world, except it's like a paying world right away.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know if I'm going to be, if that's one of the things that's in my head. I'm working it all out.
All right.
So,
take your time with this, because you want to do it first class. And if you want, I've got to go because I've got this other caller, but keep me in mind when you're considering this. And give me a call at my office, 253-582-5604.
Wow, you're good. Thank you. I will. Can I call you today or when is it?
You certainly can, dear. And if you get my voicemail, because sometimes my phone is really wacky with busyness, all you have to do is just leave a voicemail and I'll call you back.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, my dear. You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Tsebo, and I know we've got another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
And who am I speaking with and where are you calling in from?
My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
From Ontario. Oh, another beautiful place. All right. Now, I need to say, Sandra, I have just a short break coming up. Will you stay with me a little bit longer, and you'll be the first caller?
That's fine, dear. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, Sandra. This is Donna Tsebo. We're going to be talking with Sandra in Ontario, Canada. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Let's go to Sandra in Ontario, Canada. Hi, Sandra, you still with me?
I am.
Wonderful. All right, the first thing that I am getting with you is you are so creative. Oh, my goodness. You have this wonderful, wonderful creative side that has been with you since the day you were born. But it's sort of been squashed in a way, and maybe a better word is not squashed, but isolated. And little by little, through music, through various activities you've been engaged in through the years, you have gently nourished this side of yourself. Now, one of the things that has happened in your life experience is that your practical side, the basic foundation of how to live a life and take care of things and what I call grounding, has been really good. So at this point in your life, you need to know that you can nourish, embellish, and encourage this creative side of yourself to really blossom. And about could be as far back as 6 years ago, you started engaging in hobbies, activities, environments that was nourishing your artist's soul. That's how I will describe it. And I'm seeing this little tiny seed. And here is this little itsy-bitsy sprout that's coming out of the seed. And as I'm looking at this, I'm smiling to myself because this seed was sprouting 4 to 6 years ago. And now it has grown into a little bush. And in a way, it's reminding me of a rosemary bush. And there's an old saying about the rosemary, the herb, rosemary bush, that the more prolific it is, it means that the woman is the dominant force in the environment. When it doesn't become prolific like that, it means that there's more of a male force there, which I always thought was funny. And I learned this from an Italian friend of mine that had these bushes that were just phenomenal in size, and I would just be in awe of them. And she said, well, that's the legend among the Italians, that you see who dominates in the environment. Well, your female self is really at home now in its own beingness, and you are blossoming in a wonderful way. And I don't want you to encapsulate yourself into any kind of a limited description. We're all asked to put labels on who we are because that is how we give identity to individuals. But you have this wonderful creative abundance inside of you. So if you love writing, you do writing. If you love music, do music. If you love dancing, you do dancing. If you love painting with your toes, paint with your toes. If you, you know, whatever it is, you need to know that there's more than one modality that is going to express through you. And I really like this. I just think you're coming into your own. Now, you have got some financial concerns at this time. These financial concerns are, do I want to put myself into a positioning of obligation that may take about 10 years for me to take care of what this obligation might be? Or do I want to skip the whole process? And I would say, whatever this concern is, you need to ask yourself if you want to make it a certain size, or do you want to go in increments where you don't have a lot of financial pressure on you. So you need to work this through. Don't be in a hurry. It is not necessary for you to get into a situation of absolute decision-making right now. This is a time for you to work through your variables. This is a time for you to look at the pluses and the minuses. This is the time for you to ask questions. And I find that because you're so grounded, you're not intimidated at all by asking the question. I just think that there are so many distractions around you right now that it's very easy for you to feel like you're wallowing and you're just feeling overwhelmed. So I want you to be good to yourself. I want you to schedule some quiet time. And I think if you can go to your local library and be in a conference room and just sit, and it's just you and God, that's all. You sit by yourself. If you want to be out someplace in nature, that's wonderful. Whatever, it could be in your bathroom at home. I don't care. You choose where you want to be. But you need to be alone, and you need to have a pad of paper and a pen. And you need to ask yourself some questions. But you need the quiet time, because you're of the mindset, if something needs attention, boom, you respond immediately to it. So you need to know that you have to have this quiet time for yourself. And I think we're in April right now. I think by the end of June, you'll pretty much have things worked out. Your financial situation is going to level out. I'm looking at a flat line here that's very stable and solid. I'm not looking at any dramatic ups or downs. I'm looking at a very, very flat line here. So I want you to be aware this is temporary. You've got to work through certain things, but this is important. Your quiet time is more important than keeping yourself busy with what others may require of you. Give yourself that alone time. You will never, ever regret it. Do you have a question for me?
Well, it really was regarding the finances. When I was just introduced to a new business opportunity, which is to do with weight loss. And, I feel pretty good about it. But it may take that much time in order to see the benefits of it myself. So, it may take till June to really, be able to be successful. Let's put it that way.
Well, let me make this suggestion to you. There's a myriad of business opportunities. And if this is a multi-level marketing environment, I want you to really ask yourself, how has it worked out for you with other ones that you have considered and that actually have been involved with? There is no get rich quick here, period. And what you need to really evaluate is what is meaning the most to you. Why is it that it wasn't successful previously for you? You have to have integrity with you. Have that integrity, and you'll make the right choice. I wouldn't give anybody any money at this time. You need to think some things through very carefully, not from a positioning of fear, but from that practical side of yourself, and include your creative side. There are some other options I think you haven't considered.
Okay.
Don't let fear direct you in this one, dear. I have to go. I'm sorry. I'm just about out of time.
Thank you very much, Donna. I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And tell your friends about the show. I'm so delighted you called in.
I will, actually. I just came across you. And,
fabulous.
So, no, I will.
Thank you, ma'am. This is Donna Sebo. I am so pleased that you were able to join me today. Hey, I'm on Monday through Friday, and know that you can join me anytime. We have fabulous guests on the Donna Sebo Show, all kinds of topics. And won't you come along and join me? Because you never know. Something may pop up that's going to be just perfect for you, and you're going to say, I wish I'd known about that. And because I was listening to the show, I found out about something I had no clue about before. That can happen when you listen to the Donna Sebo Show. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Thank you so much for being with me today. And tomorrow, well, we are going to have a delightful chat about shamans. Won't you join me? I hope so. Donna Sebo here. Have a magnificent day or evening wherever you might be on this wonderful planet of ours. God bless. I'll chat with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.